Energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs around 59 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 30, highs level off around 56. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 55.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Tom Nguyen is the 20-year-old son of Vietnamese immigrants, and he has been elected to the Garden City City Commission, receiving over 1,600 votes, more than any of the other five candidates that were open for the three seats. Nguyen is the communications director for St. Mary's Church in Garden City and leads area youths in faith-based community service activities. His end goal is to become a pediatrician in Garden City. He said as a commissioner, he's going to focus on lowering the cost of living in Garden City and continuing to promote the city as a diverse regional hub for southwest Kansas. In other news, the Reno County Sheriff's Office is saying that more than 40 cars have been stopped for no headlights in the heavy fog, so drivers should make sure that they switch their headlights on manually. They also said that it is required by law to have your headlights on if visibility is less than 1,000 feet or wipers are on in constant use, and that it is better to be safe than sorry.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. Have you been told you've got too much negative equity in your trade to make a deal? Did you pay over MSRP and are now stuck with a huge loss? You're not alone. At Midwest Kia, we never price over sticker. Come to Midwest Kia's Great Thanksgiving Negative Equity Elimination Event. That's right, come see us at Midwest Kia, and if we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's negative equity elimination money. That's up to $10,000 more for your trade to help you get back into equity towards the purchase of any vehicle on our lot. At Midwest Kia, we offer a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on November 30th, 2023. Need not be present to Nguyen. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details. No purchase necessary.
13 manufacturers across the state have been accepted into the Kansas Department of Commerce's Made in Kansas program. The program is designed to help promote Kansas manufacturers to customers across the state and around the globe. The manufacturers had to reach the three qualifications of more than half of the components come from Kansas, final assembly takes place in Kansas, and the headquarters includes a design or engineering functions. The department says that the manufacturers are encouraged to take advantage of the program and proudly display their entrepreneurism. In other news, a South Hutchinson woman is dead after a morning crash with a pickup truck on a rural Kansas highway. First responders arrived to find a 1996 Geo Metro driven by Barbara S. Wygan, age 67, had made a left-hand turn from eastbound K-96 onto Arlington Road. She failed to yield the right-of-way to a 2016 Ford F-350 driven by Brian A. Jimenez Matute, age 21, originally from Parkville, Maryland. He was unable to avoid the crash.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson. The Encourage Advocacy Center in Hastings helps victims of domestic abuse or those who have experienced a traumatic event, and they are in need of help with jacket donations for the upcoming winter. Trinity Cox, one of their advocates, spoke with KSNB Local 4.
It's a very big struggle because I actually just had a client who came in with their family, and we were only able to give one kid a jacket because we didn't have sizes for the other two or three kids that were with them, and that was kind of heartbreaking because we want to be able to provide those things to them.
In other news, the Hall County Board of Commissioners have been speaking about the design of the courthouse, and at least one thing has been decided. In the words of Pamela Lancaster, the commissioner.
The addition to the courthouse would go immediately out to the east.
She also added that the project could be between $25 and $40 million. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County voters again soundly rejected a funding question for a new jail. With up to $9 million in bonds to be funded through a half-cent countywide sales tax over 10 years. 64% voted no, turning down the proposal, with 2,758 ballots cast, representing 40% of Marshall County voters. The margin was identical to an April special election prompted by a petition where just 16% of registered voters turned out. That lease purchase agreement at $6.5 million was defeated on the same 2-to-1 margin. Officials had hoped that a sales tax might be preferable to property tax increases, and also that public awareness and a larger turnout might change the outcome. Again, voters turning down a new jail, 64% voting no in Marshall County. Blue Rapids and Waterville did approve half-cent sales tax extensions, which would go toward general funds. In an extension of a half-cent sales tax that was previously in effect and had funded improvements to the football field and track at Valley Heights Junior Senior High and were paid off in September. 52% of Blue Rapids voters said yes to the half-cent sales tax. 75% of Waterville voters approved the same measure. Former City Councilman Todd Fry unseated incumbent Mayor Jason Barnes in Marysville with 61% of ballots. Chris Schrader unseated Parker Price for Marysville City Council Ward 1 with 52% of the votes. Incumbents Keith Bikeman and Kevin Throm were reelected, with Sheree Ferris taking Ward 4 unopposed. For Marysville USD 364 School Board, Position 1, Rose Shelburne was elected unopposed. Position 2, Paige Howard leads Chance Hartner with just over 50% of votes, 709 to 698, pending provisional ballots. For Position 3, Buster Schmitz wins over Jessica Jordan with 59%. And Position 7, Craig Harris leads incumbent Michelle Reinhardt with just over 50%, 730 to 712, again with provisional ballots outstanding. Jerry Zayas has reelected Blue Rapids mayor with 152 votes. There were 104 write-ins, and filed candidates Clayton Reed, who withdrew from the race, had 17, David Sain, 9 votes. Top two in the Blue Rapids City Council race were Derek DeBoer with 45%, Doug Weitzel, 31%, William Waters trails with 24% and appears eliminated. For Frankfort City Council, 3 were elected, including Eric Brocksterman, 34%, Lance Jones, 27%, and Beth Helmrichs, 23%, eliminating Brenton Schmidt with 16% of ballots. Russell Ogg Jr. wins Vermilion Mayor with 85% of ballots, James Wolsencroft, 11%. For Waterville City Council, top three elected are Chuck Tryon, 36%, Tony Mann, 29%, and Colby Hearn, 21%. With Cynthia Meineke eliminated at 14%. Ann Shaughnessy led USD 113 Prairie Hills School Board Position 7 in Marshall County with 95% of ballots over Leslie Scobie. However, Scobie won in a majority in Nemahal County and reportedly takes the seat. Valley Heights USD 498 Position 2 has Michael Vermitten with 74%, defeating Corey Ekstrom. For position three, Lucas Repke with 64% is elected over Janelle Bigham. And position seven, Scott Tober has 57% over Darren Bigham. With few contested races in Washington County, the mayor's race undecided with 98 write-in ballots. Roxanne Schottel has 58, Terry Morse 50. Two council positions elected with Marianne Cromie 46%, Amy Anderson 35%, eliminating Jeff Welch with 18%. Washington County USD 108 School Board position 3, Kelsey Beichman and Lindsay Hattisall are two votes apart, 41-39. And Jamie Cole has 33, pending provisional ballots. Hanover, Barnes, Lynn, USD 223, Travis Heenick with 48% defeats Beverly Logis. Again, the Marshall County Jail proposal falls short 2-1. Blue Rapids voters, 52%, voting for half-cent sales tax, and Waterville approves the same with 75%. Todd Fry takes Marysville mayor, and Chris Schrader defeats Parker Price for city council. School board race is too close to call, with provisional ballots outstanding in several races. The complete list of all races in Marshall and Washington counties available online at our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our Facebook page. November 4th, Hanover and Hollenberg Fire Departments responded to hay bales on fire at 2308 29th Road. Washington Department also responded. Thursday soup days in Marysville continue with St. Gregory's November 9th and Mount Calvary Lutheran November 16th. Veterans Day programs are planned Friday, including several area schools. Marysville High Student Council will host a 10 a.m. ceremony in the auditorium. Veterans invited to arrive by 9:40, and a breakfast for them will follow. City, county, state, and federal offices will be closed Friday in observance of Veterans Day. Blue Rapids Community has activities planned Saturday with a free will lunch beginning 11 a.m. at the community center. Parade scheduled to begin at 1. All vets encouraged to participate and should line up at 12:30 on the square. They may ride in golf carts. Children are encouraged to ride bikes, and people may also participate with pets. Kansas State High School Activities Association will provide complimentary admission to sectional football games this Friday. Active military, veterans, and one guest invited to watch the games Friday in Kansas in playoff football at no charge. Trace Allen, age 24, of Marysville, passed away November 1st. Prayer service Friday, 10:30 at the Neil Swensenrook Funeral Home in Clay Center, with a visitation Thursday, 5 until 7 p.m. at Neil Swensenrook Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Trace Allen. William Bill A. Cross, age 85, of Centralia, passed away November 6th. Massive Christian burial Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation and rosary prior to the Mass. Hopkins Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Bill Cross. Donald F. Tomer, age 81, of Waterville, passed away October 27. Memorial Mass Friday, 2 p.m. at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids. Nernment, the St. Gregory Catholic Cemetery, Marysville. Christy Anders, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Donald Tomer.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
St. Gregory's Catholic Church Annual Soup Day is Thursday, November 9th, serving 11 to 7 at the Church Parish Hall. Dine-in, carry-out, and delivery with chicken noodle, vegetable, beef, and chili soup, sandwiches, and desserts. For local delivery, call the Church Hall, 562-2711. St. Gregory's Church Soup Day, Thursday, November 9th, serving 11 to 7 at the Church Parish Hall in Marysville.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will be back closer to average for this time of year, not only here for this afternoon, but right into your Friday and start of the weekend time frame as well, as a large area of high pressure dominates our weather pattern the next few days. We do recover back to some 60s for high temperatures, though, by the time we get to your Sunday. And into the early part of the new work week, still looking at mid-60s for high temperatures Monday all the way through the day on Wednesday. Still not seeing much in the way of precipitation chances now through your upcoming weekend, and even the early part of next work week still looking to stay dry. High temperatures by this afternoon looking to reach up into the upper range of the 50s, and then for tonight dropping close to that freezing mark, mid-50s for highs into your Friday, and still expecting mid-50s for the day on Saturday, but some mid-60s again returning by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, mid-November, 58. Record high on this date, 80. The average low, 34, and the record low, 18. Sunrise this morning, 7:04. Sunset this evening at 5:19.
KNDY. What did the world's first flower look like? Scientists think they have an idea, and we will tell you what they've found on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 9th, the 313th day of the year. Astronomer Carl Sagan and actress Hedy Lamarr were both born on this day. Given the amazing diversity of flower varieties in the world, it is hard to imagine that they all have one common ancestor. But that is exactly what one scientific study is suggesting. Using known models of flower evolution and the largest data set of living flowers ever assembled, they've worked backwards to reconstruct the mother of all flowers from some 140 million years ago. Their depiction looks remarkably similar to a common lily with petals arranged in multiple whorls rather than a spiral arrangement. The hope now is to find confirmation in fossil records, a sort of missing link in the evolution of flowers. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups. The LTZ71 packages with a 1500 and 2500 available. A new 2023 Silverado 1500. It's the LTZ71 package too. New pickups awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Bill Self and the University of Kansas have agreed to a new contract to make him the highest paid coach in college basketball. This is an amended lifetime contract from 2021. His base salary will be provided by the, his base salary is at $500,000, but he will receive payments for his professional services like public relations, appearances, merchandising contracts, among the other responsibilities. The contract is loaded with incentives like AP Coach of the Year, which he would receive $100,000 for, or a national championship where he would receive $150,000. After their win at Iowa State, KU football rises to number 16 in the college football playoff rankings. And despite their loss to the number 7 Texas Longhorns, K-State remains in the college football playoff rankings at number 25. Both teams have home games against Texas Tech and Baylor, respectively, this Saturday. The Sunflower Showdown is November 18th at David Booth Memorial Stadium.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
An exciting era of Shunker basketball has arrived with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena while you enjoy the new game day improvements, including the fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Support the Shunkers. Visit GoShunkers.com to view team schedules and purchase your tickets today or call 316-978-FANS.
Despite the 33-30 loss to the University of Texas, head coach Chris Klieman of the K-State Wildcats still has a lot of pride in his team.
Seven, but those guys didn't flinch. I mean, our guys did not flinch, and that's the kind of resolve that we expect, that we love about our guys. And, you know, there's a lot of different things, a play here, a play there, a call here, a call there.
The Wildcats are preparing to host the Baylor Bears, who sit at 3-6 on the season.
And then you come here to Ames. Something they hadn't done, we told you, since 2008. It's the last time Kansas had a winning record. Well, they've got win number 7, and Lance Leipold's team takes down Iowa State in Ames.
That was the sound of the final kneel down as KU took down Iowa State in Ames for the first time since 2008. And a 28-21 victory. The Texas Tech Red Raiders at 11 a.m. on Saturday. They're currently ranked number 19 in the AP poll. Mid-American Network Sports. I am Felix Johnson.
K-State fans, $2 day at women's basketball is Sunday, November 19th, when we take on Big Ten foe Wisconsin. General admission tickets are only $2 to this matchup when you purchase in advance. Order yours now and make sure to stop by the concession stand for $2 select concessions while supplies last. Secure your $2 tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Friday Night Football in our broadcast feature, a 6 o'clock kick for Valley Heights hosting Medicine Lodge, live on FM 95.5. Axtell is home to Osborne. We'll have a 7 o'clock kick on our sister station out of Glen Elder, available online on the Sunflower State Radio Network. Hanover plays host to Frankfort Friday evening. College basketball action Friday, Kansas State, 6 p.m. pregame on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 6:30. We'll join that in progress following high school football on FM 95.5.
Sprinkle a bit of color in your indoor garden with Gold Dust Acuba. Its golden yellow flecked leaves are sure to brighten your houseplant collection. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Gold Dust, also known as Japanese laurel and Japanese Acuba, is grown as a shrub outdoors in zones 7 to 9, but it adapts well to indoor growing conditions. Grow it in a cool 50 to 65 degree, brightly lit location. Keep the soil evenly moist from spring through fall when the plant is actively growing. Reduce watering frequency during the winter. Group it with other plants or place it on a gravel tray. Place pebbles or marbles in the plant saucer. Keep water in the saucer and set the plant on the pebbles above the water level. As the water evaporates, it increases the humidity around the plant. And occasionally wipe the dust off the large leaves with a damp cloth. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
When there's work to be done on the farm pond, the water level often has to be lowered. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Draining the pond can be done several ways, and some quicker than others, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Late fall and early winter is a good time for pond management, such as removing silt to make the pond deeper, vegetation control, or to get rid of unwanted fish species. This often requires draining some or all of the water. Brian Swistock is an extension water quality specialist at Penn State University. He says there are several ways to drain a pond. The most common method is to open the drain pipe that extends to the other side of the levee. A PVC siphoning system can be either permanently or temporarily installed over the top of the levee. Some people have had success using gravity and the siphoning action of a garden hose. Swistock says another option is to pump it out.
You can rent large water pumps, often used for draining basements that get flooded. You'll see fire departments use them. And most rental agencies have those, and you can use those to drain a pond down. There's no other easy way to do it. I should also mention with all this that there often are permits that are necessary to drain ponds down, so you'd need to check with your state agency about that before you do it.
A powerful pump can move water pretty quickly, but how long it takes will depend on the size of the pond and your desired water level. Water should flow into an area that will safely handle it, such as a drainage ditch, a floodplain, or a stream. Swistock says you might have to create a diversion.
Normally, where, let's say, a pond is fed by a stream, if you need to dredge it, you're going to have to divert the stream around the pond, first of all, or drain it out and then send it down the existing stream channel. So really, all you're doing is diverting the water around the pond that would normally have gone through the pond.
Use caution that it doesn't drain too fast to prevent the water-soaked banks of the pond from sloughing off. Learn more about draining a farm pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a personal property auction for Dennis and Ruth Kroc Saturday, November 11th, 10 a.m. A half mile north of the U.S. 3677 West Junction at Marysville. Appliances include a washer and dryer, French door refrigerator with bottom double freezer and water dispenser, flat top range 2 years old, older refrigerator, antique furniture including an oak buffet with mirror, knee-hole desk with chair and matching chest of drawers, oak five-drawer dresser, a parlor stove. Modern furniture includes curio cabinets, divan and matching love seat, dinette set. They'll sell collectibles, plus a tractor, riding lawnmowers, truck, log splitter, and tools sell at noon, and include a Ford 1210 diesel with cab, 4-foot blade, 42-inch tiller, white riding lawnmower, Pullen Pro riding lawnmower, Briggs & Stratton 5,000-watt portable generator, Blue Ox bumper hitch and stabilizer, heat source outdoor wood-burning boiler, and other miscellaneous. This personal property auction for Dennis and Ruth Kroc, Saturday, November 11th, 10 a.m., half mile north of the U.S. 3677 junction west of Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
If a city grows quickly, you might say it sprang up overnight. The state capitol literally sprang into existence in just one night. We go back to that night and the events leading up to the mass migration to buy those town lots on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
April 21st, 1889. Michael Dean shares the story of the land run that created Oklahoma's capital city.
The day before the land run, there were something in the neighborhood of 10, maybe 15 people living here, and that's all. By the evening of April the 22nd, the next day, there was an estimated 5,000 to 6,000 people who came in here who were staking out town lots and intended to live in what was going to become Oklahoma City.
In the mid-1880s, the Santa Fe Railroad extended a line from Kansas City to Dallas.
Where that railroad came through the central part of the territory, there was a river, the North Canadian River, and they built a small station there for the locomotives to be able to pick up water for the steam, and they named that station the Oklahoma Station.
Oklahoma is two Choctaw words, meaning home of the red man. The railroad helped give the city its new name. There were plenty of people ready to move into the territory well ahead of the land run, though. In the 1870s and 1880s, David Payne organized people to settle the lands because he said they were in the public domain.
So he would bring people from Kansas down here. They were called boomers because that word at that time would be synonymous with the word promoting. So he was booming or promoting the idea of being able to settle in these unassigned lands.
Payne's efforts were quickly squashed on multiple occasions.
Hundreds and sometimes even thousands of people would come with him. They were the boomers, and the army from Fort Reno would round them up and take them back to Kansas. But that's where the term boomer came from.
Eventually, the land was opened in the spring of 1889. The state and its eventual capital grew into prominence literally overnight. Traveling the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.
KNDY. technology plays heavily in the future of farming. Up next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Steer it for pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it, ensuring precise coverage across the field. Harvest it for simple unloading on the go. Manage it for 24/7 data access in real time. For every farm and field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Denver Caldwell sees a very technology-oriented future for agriculture. He is director of sales for John Deere in the U.S. and Canada. During his presentation at a recent Ag Outlook Forum sponsored by the Agribusiness Council of Kansas City and AgriPulse Communications, Caldwell spoke about advances in ag tech.
We're not forgetting about hard iron. We love iron. We've also got to do it with technology in such a way that it makes it easy for our customers to interact with that technology and interact with the iron and do so in a way that maximizes their overall uptime and maximizes their investment.
Caldwell says John Deere relies heavily on input from customers.
Asking them, what are the problems you have in your operation? What are the things you want to do but you can't do? What are the things you have to do but cannot do or you don't want to do today? They tell us there's about $150 billion worth of problems. That's a big number. We call this incremental addressable market. We don't want all of that, but we want our customers to have the benefit of most of it. And if we solve those problems on their behalf, John Deere and John Deere dealers should capture a little bit of that. We believe that's a fair trade for the kind of problems that we're solving on their behalf.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
There will be a land auction for the Frederick Neatville Trust with two tracts in Marshall County, selling Friday, November 17th. Tract 1 is 124 acres, more or less, 109 acres cropland, located at the southwest corner of 8th and Harvest Road, a mile west of U.S. 77. Tract 2 is 151 acres, more or less, 127 acres cropland, also located near 8th and Harvest Roads. Both are excellent locations for farming or residence, hunting or investment. For inspection and details, contact Don, Steve, or Valerie with Prell Realty and Auction at Marysville. Sale bill and details online at PrellRealtyAuction.com. Sale Friday, November 17th, 2 p.m. at the Marysville American Legion.
State purpose of visit.
Well, it looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier, well, the cattle market has been slowing down, especially going into the fourth quarter of 2023, as the program Agriculture Today from Kansas State University's Research and Extension Office sat down with Iowa State agricultural economist Lee Schultz, talking about the latest cattle market updates and cash cattle.
You know, when we look at the cash market last week, it was pretty standstill. You could really say it was kind of a replay of the previous week. I think, you know, we were trading in that 183 to 186. We did see some bids at the 185 range, and really we didn't see a whole lot of cash trade last week. That was a bit reflected when we look at slaughter numbers for the week. Certainly we're lower than the prior year, but also slower than the prior week. So I think just a little bit of slowness in cattle trade overall last week. What I do expect this coming week, I think, is a more supportive Fed cattle market, especially when we look at cash. Futures were up every day last week except for Friday. Does kind of, I think, support a bit of a momentum maybe in a bit of a stronger market. Knowing that fourth quarter supplies are tight, I think should help kind of be supportive of overall cash prices. Also, feeder cattle, I think we did see quite a bit of strength there. Again, futures were up every day last week except for Friday. There's been really good demand for calves. I think we're starting to see some of those calves with the colder weather being weaned, and we should start to see some of that movement here in the next couple of weeks. And really entering a market where there's rather strong demand. I'll add on to that, you know, we've seen a little bit of reprieve in corn prices. You know, last week they were down roughly, two to three cents. So overall, I think supportive for cattle feeding. And I think, again, maybe after fundamentals are, I think, pointing back upwards. And so I think we're kind of getting into a fourth quarter where we're getting a bit of momentum here.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
There will be a land auction, 154 acres more or less, in Okito Township, Marshall County, for the Alvin Hoppen family, selling Friday, November 10th, 10 a.m. at the Okito City Hall. 154 acres more or less, 124 acres cropland, located from the Lone Elm Corner on U.S. 77 at Cherokee Road, 2 miles west to 7th Road, then 3/4 mile north on 7th, farms on the east side of the road about a mile and a half from the state line. 121 planted crop acres, mostly fenced grassland. There are a few waterways. Farms been in a corn and bean rotation along a good township road and has access to grain elevators by County Rock Road or Blacktop. This land auction for the Alvin Poppin family, Friday, November 10th, begins at 10 a.m. at the Okito City Hall. For inspection or details, contact Olmsted Real Estate. Rob Olmsted or Tom Olmsted, Olmsted Real Estate, will be the auctioneer.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
Test your well water every year to be sure it's safe to drink. Even if it tastes just fine, some contaminants can be harmful. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
some public water systems turn on the faucet for a glass of water, they usually assume it's fit to drink. But if your water comes from a private well, it's up to you to routinely test your water to make sure nothing harmful has found its way in. The quality of a water source can change over time without affecting how the water looks, smells, and tastes. David Henrick is the president of Bergerson Caswell, a groundwater service company in Maple Plain, Minnesota. He recommends testing your water at least once per year.
The odds that your water system is going to develop a problem, it's moderately low, but it's one of those situations where unless you test, you don't know. So really testing once a year for things like bacteria, nitrates, and other regionally applicable things like maybe arsenic or manganese might be good things to keep an eye on from year to year.
There are several ways to do this. Your local well contractor can test the water. You can buy a home water testing kit, or you can collect a water sample and send it to a lab.
We recommend testing right from the kitchen faucet, which is one of the most highest used points in your house for water use. And that way you're testing your whole system, because you wouldn't want to just test like right by the tank and then find out you have a problem somewhere else in your water system. So testing at the kitchen faucet allows you to see what's going on in your entire system.
If the test shows an issue with your water, don't panic. Henrick says there are treatment solutions for everything, so it's important to take action right away. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about testing well water at agriculture.com.
Then let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford? Lately.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier moving through a Thursday today as we get closer to the wrap-up of the day. Been pretty consistent on the board, mostly lower across the board for the grains. Overall for corn, wheat, and soybeans, livestock definitely taking a hit in the cattle market. Today we'll see how we close later on. In the corn market, though, they are moving further downward as December corn is down 8 cents at 468 even a bushel. The March corn down by 7 and a quarter at 482 and 3 quarters of a cent. In the wheat market, December KC wheat's down 5 cents at 650 even, with the March KC wheat down 4 and a half cents at 660 even as well. Oats market mixed on the board as December oats are down 3.5 cents at 338 and a quarter. March oats unchanged at 360 and a half a cent. We do see some green in some of the later futures. Soybean market a little bit lower here as they continue to move downward. November soybeans down 20 and a half cent to 1328 and a half. The January beans down 18 and a quarter to 1347 and a half a cent. In the meal market, December soybean meals down 30 cents at 449 and a half, with the January down 270 at 436 and 30 cents. And the soybean oil slightly higher here. December's up 57 cents at 5052. January's up 59 cents at 49 and 94 cents. Canola market today, we're seeing mixed with November in the green, 240 at 682.70. January's down $9 at 690 and 30 cents. Cotton market is seeing mostly higher numbers with December cotton up $1.83 at 76 and 72 cents. Looking at your U.S. dollar index for the day, December index is up 2 pennies at 105.47. March index up 8 cents at 105.15. We have the euro sitting at 107 and the British pound at 122. The 30-year bonds for December down 1.25 right now at 113. And 10-year notes for December are in the red slightly, sitting at 107 and 23. We'll see how we close later on. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. Have you been told you've got too much negative equity in your trade to make a deal? Did you pay over MSRP and are now stuck with a huge loss? You're not alone. At Midwest Kia, we never price over sticker. Come to Midwest Kia's Great Thanksgiving Negative Equity Elimination Event. That's right, come see us at Midwest Kia, and if we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's negative equity elimination money. That's up to $10,000 more for your trade to help you get back into equity towards the purchase of any vehicle on our lot. At Midwest Kia, we offer a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on November 30th, 2023 need not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. There are many species in Kansas that people might be averse to. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts shares information about a few animals Kansans might see in or around their homes. He begins by discussing what type of bats are in Kansas.
Bats are one of those groups of critters that lots of people have a really strong aversion to, and some of that's well-founded and some of it's not. There's 14 species of bats in Kansas. There's a couple more that people have recorded here, but they're questionable, so we say 14 instead of 16. They all are insectivorous, so they eat bugs. We don't have any fruit bats in Kansas, and we also don't have any sanguinivorous bats in Kansas, which is what we would call something that eats blood. So no vampire bats up here.
He identifies what he considers Kansas's boogeyman and common misconceptions he hears about the animal.
So mountain lions, for me, and the normal work that I do are kind of the ultimate boogeyman that affects people in Kansas. And, you know, a boogeyman is something I think that we're scared of, but it may or may not be around a lot of the time. And the interesting thing about mountain lions is that most of the individuals that are in Kansas are dispersing from other populations. The ones that we've either gotten our hands on or that we've got good photographic or video evidence of the parts that we need to be able to see have been males. These are dispersing from populations to the north and west of us or to the west of us that have recovered typically. And they're moving through the state on these big movements to try and find a home. And what they're looking for is good habitat with a female in it. And when they don't find that, they just keep on a moving. We do not have a breeding population of mountain lions in Kansas, but we do have those dispersing individuals.
Coyotes communicate with each other for a variety of different reasons, and Rickett explains a few scenarios.
So we hear coyotes howling and barking and those sorts of things at night, and they make those vocalizations for a lot of different reasons. The broad overarching reason is communication with other coyotes, but those vocalizations serve to tell other coyotes where they're at. Coyotes will fight to defend their territory, but they don't want to get in those conflicts if they don't have to. So that's a way that they can see where all the different family groups are on the landscape so they can avoid actually physically interacting and maybe getting into a fight.
That was Kansas State University wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts with examples of why people could be hearing coyotes howling. Bats, mountain lions, and coyotes are just a few of the animals that can make people uncomfortable. Find more information about these species and others by going to www.wildlife.ksu.edu. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Third Road Ag Sales is featuring a fall special with DEF diesel exhaust fluid for $10 per jug or $8.50 per jug pallet price for 72 jugs. And ask for details on the on-farm starter fertilizer program, where Agritech provides on-farm storage tanks at cost, covers one-third of expense of the tanks, and these are yours to keep with a commitment to purchase fertilizer. John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville has all the details. Call today, 785-562-7157.
KNDY.
Just because you can.
of men that I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.